Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So President Biden has reiterated his position on Rafah to Benjamin Netanyahu. U.S. has said they don't want any kind of invasion in Rafah without some kind of humanitarian plan. But I don't think there's any plan that the Israelis could ever come up with that would be satisfactory. And that's the out that the administration has, I think. They really realize that they're hurting very bad for votes. And I think they're being so transparent about how they're structuring their policy here at this point. This is really something, folks. But welcome back to the program. Of course, hour number three, launching into the stratosphere at this very moment. We're glad that you're with us this morning. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we have a lot more to talk about. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook joining us this morning. We're also going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959 is the number to call. KyleWarrenShow.com is the website if you want to send us a direct message or find out about our live streams, podcast, all kinds of great stuff as well. Before we welcome Denise back to the program, of course, the tornadoes in Oklahoma we've been following this morning, of course, 4 killed, including an infant in Oklahoma, or at least 100 people reported injured. And the main part of the devastation, we understand, is in Sulphur, Oklahoma, just devastating. And so our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to everybody who's been affected by this terrible tornado or string of tornadoes that came through. So once again, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, and again, yes, a very devastating story coming out of Oklahoma.
It's awful.
Just absolutely awful. I can't imagine the death of an infant. It's just unbearable.
I don't understand how that happened. I was just talking to my husband about that yesterday. How does a four-month-old die? I'd sure like to know the circumstances on that one.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll continue here at some point to talk about what's happening on the campuses. But there's a couple of different things, and you heard me in the introduction there. At what point, Israel's going to break with the United States, of course. They're going to go under Rafah no matter what. But there's a political ramification there for Joe Biden. I mean, this is just a really, really bad recipe for disaster, isn't it?
What Arab leaders, along with Biden, have done is they put all the pressure on Israel. How about putting the pressure on the Arab leaders? You know, it's about time that they step up and deal with this. I mean, Israel has dealt with this for decades. And unfairly so. Why is it their problem? Where are these people that are now in southern Gaza? Where are they supposed to, when this is all over with and Hamas hopefully is destroyed, where are these people going to go? There's nothing left on the northern part of Gaza. Okay? So nobody's talking about that. I mean, Gaza is unlivable. And it should be unlivable. It should be a colossal buffer zone at this point. Israel wants to be the one that has dominion over Gaza as a buffer zone. That's kind of the way I see it. So what are you going to do with all these people? Well, I haven't heard anybody discuss that whole piece. And Denise is going to sound like a broken record again, but you really don't have any choice but to look at Egypt, the Sinai, and then Jordan. That's all there is. So what's it going to be? if and that really should be a viable, tangible conversation going on now, because you have the ability to move those people and move them now. But Egypt won't take them. The Arab countries don't want them.
Right, and probably for some specific reasons. And
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely it is.
Now,
In fact, it's so bad, interestingly enough, dealing with Hamas, is that now Qatar, who is the lead mediator in all of this, they just declared over the weekend that these negotiations, of which just about everything that has been put towards Hamas, they turned down. They don't like anything, any part of the negotiations, any part of the ceasefire. So Qatar is saying, you know what, we're going to reevaluate we being in the mediation business with this altogether. So they're wow. Even Qatar is kind of like finished with it all.
Well, you know, there was something I saw. You mentioned Qatar. Something I saw earlier about Joe yeah. Biden and his maybe yeah. business ties yeah. that go to Qatar and family members, this kind of thing. Do we know anything more specific about that?
It's not a new condition. It's just that somebody apparently got a hold of some transcripts because of a certain bankruptcy case that's going on, I think, in Kentucky, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
And it had mentioned in this particular case with the evidence about how Jim, after his brother Joe was vice president, was working with a couple of different pathways to Qatari officials as fundraisers. And the reason that they looked at this one carefully and went to Qatar is because Qatar, before and certainly now, doesn't have a lot of friendships or relationships with other Arab countries. They don't like them and haven't liked them.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order for Qatar to be in good graces or to try and stay relevant, and because they got plenty of money, they're spreading money all over the place, including in the United States. So Jim Biden decided that he was going to take advantage of that and do a little bit of fundraising for two separate companies that he had launched, and using Qatari money. So that's what that's about.
Wow. And, of course, Hamas lives high on the hog in Qatar in so many ways. All right, Denise, stay right there. We are coming right back, everybody. Much, much more with Denise Simon. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Start off with two words. Made in America.
Yeah, that's right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program. Hope that you will. 949-822-7959 is the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, 949-822-7959. Of course, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience with us again this morning. And there was one other thing I saw, Denise. There was something about the United States. I don't know if you've heard about this. I'm sure you probably have, but they were buying up some Soviet-era planes.
For $20,000 a piece.
For $20,000 a piece, exactly. And this is a Soviet era aircraft. And is the scuttlebutt that they would try to send them over to Ukraine?
Well, yes. Let's understand that a lot of what Eastern Europe has in their military arsenal, just not Ukraine, are old Soviet things, mm-hmm. and they may be using it to cannibalize parts, or they also feel like, too, that, they're easy to fix, they're easy to get to be in flyable, useful condition, and if you lose them, there's really not a big, huge loss. It's not like losing an $80 billion plane, you're losing a $20,000 plane.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's something, too. I mean, evidently, these include, like, MiG-27 fighter bombers, MiG-29 fighters, and Su-24
mm-hmm.
bombers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to be too funny here, but, gee whiz, you can get a fighter jet for $20,000. Okay, well, I'm surprised they're not on eBay at that point.
Well, I've said a few times that the stuff that tangibles that we have sent over to Ukraine is kind of like leftover stuff that we don't use anymore and wouldn't use. So they're getting kind of like garage sale type stuff from the United States.
Right.
And the money that, you know, has been pledged or earmarked for Ukraine is actually not going to Ukraine. You know, it's staying here to rebuild our own assets. And so Senator Hawley needs to have a check moment. He's one of the louder voices yelling and screaming about the money that we're giving to Ukraine, yet the state of Missouri got, in this latest package for Ukraine, got $600 million. And in that $600 million, it goes to a couple of factories, or at least one factory in Missouri, to build ordnance.
Well, but these planes, again, they're coming from Kazakhstan, evidently.
Yep. So the next thing you know, we're going to take some of our ships out of mothball, our old battleships maybe, that we haven't sunk yet, and maybe send those over there and build a Ukrainian Navy.
It could very well be. And it's all, it'll be all old school, you know. And but you're right. You see, when you hit on something there too, Denise, the idea of something that's either you can cannibalize, but not like Joe Biden thinking about cannibalizing.
Yeah,
I'm not going there. But you can cannibalize these planes for parts, or they're easy to fix. You know, yes, they're complicated, but maybe the very modern
aircraft.
But
they're not that complicated, yeah. And they don't have nearly the technology on board that the planes do today. Yeah. I mean, you know, not like the X. You know, a lot of our fighter jets and whatnot have all been upgraded with some pretty amazing technologies, trying to emulate them to be like F-35s. These things are old, 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 and you know, the only thing you'd have to worry about is their radar signature. So if you can eliminate that, they can, interestingly enough, be kind of lethal.
Indeed. Indeed. And, well, it just kind of reminds me it's much easier to for people who are really good at working on cars, I'm sure, to work on a 65 Mustang as opposed to a modern-day Mustang.
Well, let me say
electronics.
That the Ukrainians have been so desperate for so long that they're actually modifying just normal civilian vehicles and turning them into tanks. They're building their own drones and modifying those off the shelf. They're buying stuff on, like, Amazon. And, I mean, they're pretty resourceful. In fact, there's a lot of things that these Ukrainians have done that have taught our own Pentagon some interesting things that can be done at the battlefield. Not that we would do it, because we like to buy a bag full of hex nuts for $90,000.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, Denise, there's something else I saw earlier today, too, and that was, this was an AP report. U.S. officials have now determined that Russian President Vladimir Putin likely did not order the death of Alexei Navalny. And I've been waiting all day to ask you about that, because I knew that you would have something to say about that.
Yeah. My something to say is that's a load of crap report.
How did they arrive at this? Or are they just
I don't know. I mean, somebody is trying to, like, you know, keep things running smoothly between Washington, D.C. and the Kremlin.
Well,
you know, let's don't over-blame Putin. Give me a break. How many people has he poisoned?
No kidding. Well, isn't this something that they would accuse Trump of doing? You're trying to smooth it over with the Kremlin, because...
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you know, now this is right in front of our faces here.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We had a very wealthy Russian media oligarch guy. I'd have to go back and look at his name. But he was found dead in a hotel in DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. And nobody ever solved that. They said he died of natural causes. Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Not so much.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times when you have to look at the coincidence or the circumstances and who benefits and who, you know, would want this. And you know, you have to be absolutely sure on this kind of stuff. But,
yeah. We're not sure of anything that is happening here. I mean, we don't have a choice but to challenge virtually everything. I mean, it's Admiral Kirby is a master at, he's as good as Karine Jean-Pierre in not answering a question or putting it back. I mean, it's always a yeah, but Trump. You know, Trump did this, Trump said that. And that's how they answer the question. Turn it on to Trump.
Well, speaking of that, at the correspondence dinner, you had President Biden saying that, you know, talked about Trump's going to be a dictator on day one, you know, and there's going to be a bloodbath if he loses. And he's talking to the press, who understands that these are all taken out of context. It was really interesting to me because, you know, he's actually talking to a group of people. Either, I mean, maybe they want to help promote that kind of stuff, but they don't believe it the way that he wants people to believe it.
The media, I was so furious at the New York Times over the weekend for something they published about Israel that I had to go over to Twitter/X and post something about it. I mean, it's kind of like the Taliban's running the New York Times. Must be the same people that's running the Columbia president's office. But
I know. Sometimes we laugh at this stuff, and that's only because the absurdity of it all
is
so much. Yeah.
There's got to be a better word these days than absurd, too, because, I mean, it's so absurd that absurd's not adequate.
Yeah. No, I agree. I totally agree. And it's almost as if, you know, sometimes I think people take leave of their senses, you know, and they're so far down this rabbit hole about Israel is bad and committing genocide in other words, it's supposed to get to some fever pitch where Israel must be stopped at all costs. That's what concerns me, is that there'll be so much thought out there that if we just stop Israel and it isn't there anymore, all of our problems are going to be solved.
Right.
Yeah.
When I would say that if we just deal with Tehran, all of our problems would be solved. But imagine having a lucid argument on that one. I'm not sure how many people know who Sheryl Sandberg is. She used to be one of the top people, maybe the number one, two person at Meta/Facebook. And she left several years ago. She resigned or retired. And she went to Israel and worked with a production company over there and did a documentary that everybody can see for free on YouTube titled Screams Before Silence.
Screams Before Silence, yeah.
And I suggest everybody go watch it. Compelling.
Sounds good. Stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. At least one death in Oklahoma is being blamed on the severe weather that's ripping through the state. As the cleanup continues on Sunday in Hughes County, at least one person died in the town of Holdenville, where at least 14 homes were either damaged or destroyed by possible tornadoes. Search and rescue operations are underway in several counties in Oklahoma with heavy damage reported. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia amid the ongoing war in Gaza. An Israeli foreign ministry official says Blinken will then visit Israel on Tuesday as talks continue for a potential ceasefire and hostage release deal. This as the White House says protests on university campuses across the country against the Israel-Hamas war must be peaceful, and they condemn the anti-Semitic language and threats of violence seen at some of the demonstrations. This is USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through hour number three of the broadcast this morning, going by faster, I'll say even faster than normal. So that's pretty cool. I think we're setting some speed records here, at least in terms of perception. Of how fast it's really going. But welcome back, of course. Kyle Warren with you. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. If you'd like to have a question or comment for Denise this morning, let's go ahead and bring her back in. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
So can you tell us again the name of that documentary?
Screams Before Silence. What she did was she interviewed victims, but more than that, she interviewed medical professionals that have to go in and recover bodies and body parts. Because according to the Jewish faith, you have to put the body back together again for burial.
Right.
And I'd seen an interview with one of the men that she had had in the documentary, but I don't know how this guy can do the work that he has to do with what he described in this video. And a lot of things he couldn't describe and are not really, they're in the video, but they're not in the video, if you understand what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He was showing Cheryl things that were on, you know, photographed with his cell phone that, you know, you just can't put in video, but in, I mean, you just can't do it.
Yeah.
And what these Hamas fighters did was worse than anything that any of Al-Qaeda or Islamic State or Hitler in his operation ever did. I mean, it's much worse. So when Mark Levin, like last night, talks about Hitler Youth and what's happening on the streets today, he's exactly right in this description. But it's a very compelling, it's not that long, it's maybe about an hour's documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important for people to see it. Again, it's on YouTube, Screams Before Silence, and you can watch it. There's no paywall to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's head over to the telephone line here. We've got Eric in Tennessee this morning for Denise Simon. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, man. Thanks for taking my call, Kyle. Hey, real quick, you guys are talking about the top of the hour. You guys were talking about the protests, and I was wondering if I could put something in perspective. See, we're almost 25 years post 9/11. Okay, that stuff got stopped. They stopped teaching about that or even mentioning about that probably between 8 and 10 years ago. And this just comes from my anecdotal experience with when my sons were teenagers. They quit talking about that in school on September 11th. Mm-hmm. Now you put that in perspective. 25 years post end of World War II. That's 1970. And what was going on in 16, you know, 20, we're at the 24 year mark this year for post 9/11. So 24 years post World War II, post, you know, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, all that stuff, was 1969. What was going on in 69? Summer love, protesting, but they were protesting for peace. I don't think they were protesting so much for in the hegemonic, imperialistic, yes, blah, yada, yada,
right,
of what's going on, you know, what you're seeing now in America's campuses. America's campuses today, in my opinion, have some of the most ignorantly educated kids, young adults, I have ever in all. I mean, yes, you're gonna see the algorithms push like the idiots, you know, on YouTube or whatever, you know, the Twitters or whatever. That, oh my God, I don't know what's going on. Oh my God, you know, that sort of stuff. You're gonna see that sort of stuff, and that's everywhere. But yeah, just remember, 24 years, 25 years post World War II was 70, 69, 70, middle of Vietnam, you know, down with the man, and that was only 5 or 6 years post communist infiltration of Harlem, for example, and in Chicago, which was been a cesspool of communism and socialism since the late 20s. So that, you know, that's what we're dealing with now. Now you're talking about Hamas, and you were mentioning this. I'm about to check that documentary out, Screams Before Silence. I think they don't talk about the suicide bomber. People should look up some of these documentaries on the suicide bombers that were going on in Israel until everybody pitched a hissy fit because Israel built the wall. Oh, the poor, this, that, and the other. Judah Samara, they can't get into Jerusalem yet. Yeah, what happened? They shut that down quickly. I mean, there's people that have died in suicide bombings from the second hand of a wristwatch, slicing their jugular vein. So these people, I mean, that's like, quote unquote, you know, I don't want to say minor, but there's some horrific stuff that goes on, particularly when you'd follow the Islamic law of Islamic jurisprudence of warfare. There's all sorts of horrors that are justified to be going on, and Jews are considered second class citizens. Now, last thing you're talking about, you'd mentioned.
Yeah.
Sorry, you mentioned about a DuPont Circle in D.C. That's where I used to hang out when I was a, you know, young punk rocker in the suburbia of D.C. metro area. I used to go down. I don't think people realize this. It's an excellent point you brought up. No one solved that case. DuPont was a haven, and still is to a certain extent, a haven for subversive activities in the United States. They covered it up with, hey, we're going to sell you patchouli oil. Mm-hmm. Oh, come to this bookstore. They'd meet in the back of bookstores. I call them the poor little rich kids would meet there, you know, in their dad's Beamer, mom's Volvo or whatever, and they'd hang out at DuPont. Yeah, I mean, you can walk down there and just hang out all yourself. So that, as far as that Soviet, forgive me if you was Soviet era or Russian era. There's all sorts of nefarious prostitution, high-end prostitution going on down in that region. So it could be a myriad of things with this cat, you know, quote-unquote, dying of natural causes. Sometimes, if people pay attention in the D.C., Well, just right. Sometimes if people pay attention to the D.C. Metro, usually like the Metro section of the Washington Post or Washington Times back in the day, that they would make they die of natural causes to cover up people's adulterous affairs or prostitutions
sure.
or to save face. You follow, I mean, we've all been around the block, right? So I just want to put that in perspective. Yeah, just think about it. We're 24 years, we're a quarter century post 9/11, and these kids couldn't tell you anything about it. And,
well,
sorry.
It's interesting yeah. that you mentioned that because I'm looking at something here that's, mapping Palestinian, politics. And it goes down to elections, geography, political parties, security groups, armed groups. Under armed groups, Eric, it says here, following 2007 infighting, Palestinian Authority security forces targeted Hamas's social and military infrastructure in the West Bank. And so their military wing, Hamas's military wing, is the Qassam Brigades. So this is 2007, okay? And we're not solving it, or the country that's supposed to solve it is what? Israel.
Right.
Why?
Well, because that's my opinion. Asking a question, I'll answer that in my opinion. Because the Arab countries don't want to deal with the Palestinians.
Of course they don't. They don't want them.
Exactly. Because we're no offense, but in general, they're the good people all sides. Yeah, yeah, I get that. In general, they cause problems. That society, that cultural enclave causes problems in every Arab country they've been in. There's refugee camps in Syria from 54. They kicked them out in late 50s. Get out of here.
Yeah, nobody wants the Syrian refugees either.
Exactly.
Right. There's an interesting article that I want everybody to kind of check out. The JewishJournal.com. JewishJournal.com. And the title of the article is The Inside Story of How Palestinians Took Over the World. 25 years ago, it started. Okay, written by Gary Wexler.
Well, I tell you what, Eric, we appreciate the call so very much.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks.
Yeah, take care.
Have a good morning.
All right, Eric in Tennessee, and I appreciate Eric very, very much, Denise. And yeah, he's got a lot to say. And,
he's a critical thinker, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see. But that's the kind of stuff we need right now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, bringing up this idea that you've talked about as well, and that is, nobody wants to bring in these refugees, especially when that would be part and parcel of, the tenets of Islam and so forth.
Not working out well.
That's right. You got to help your brother, that kind of stuff.
Two Ukrainian soldiers were in Germany for medical treatment, okay? Now they're still getting medical treatment, but they're getting physical therapy here at this point. Well, they were just stabbed and killed in Germany.
And they've been protesting in Germany. It's calling for a caliphate.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these two cats have got nothing to do with Israel and Hamas. These are Ukrainian soldiers that were getting medical treatment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, the more bizarre it gets, it's just a lot of times very, very difficult to hear, isn't it? But Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. We're going to come right back right after this very, very short interlude. We'll talk with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren with you. Do not go anywhere. We're coming right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure are stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thanks to John, listening on AM 860 in Tampa, responding to something we were talking about earlier, how in Florida they were taking a real hard line on some of these protesters, the possibility of being banned from the campuses for 3 years if they did not comply, basically. And John writes in and says, in Florida, the inmates don't run the asylum, thanks to the governor. Well, I hear you, John. Thanks so much for the direct message, folks. Kyle Warren with you. And here we are again on this Monday morning. We've got Chris Markowski, who is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, of course, is the website. Head over there, find out about Chris, his radio program, his podcast, and much, much more. Again, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And once again, welcome back, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, there's a lot going on, Chris, obviously, in the economy and all these different things. Just to start out this morning, I did see, again, you know, we always talk about interest rates, and here we go. Some economists are talking about, well, they even if they do begin to cut rates, we're not going to see those very, very low rates, you know, anytime soon, if ever, in the ultra low rates. And so, again, when does the market start to bake this in, or when do consumers start to – when does this sink in, and what does that mean?
I think it already has. I mean, nobody thinks they're going back to zero interest rate policy any anytime soon. So I think all of this stuff is already, it's already out there. I think everybody's kind of well aware of that fact.
Well, that's good, because obviously there's a lot of people that, you know, again, as we talked about, looking at their real estate, whether or not they want to sell their house, but they could be waiting a very long time if they think it's ever going to get down to that that level. Something else I saw, and that is the Japanese yen began to weaken to 160 against the U.S. dollar. And that may go up and down, but this is the first time it's been that low, evidently, or that exchange rate since 1990. Is there anything going on in terms of our dollar versus the yen?
Well, you know, Japan is you know, they're basically trying to break out of their, you know, this long period of time where they just haven't had, you know, the type of dynamic growth that is necessary. It's interesting because it's a very insular country as far as you know, immigration is concerned. They've got an aging population, and they've got to do some things to get their economy up and rolling. And again, the currency weakens, obviously, makes the things that you sell around the globe, makes them, you know, cost less. So it can be beneficial to trade. You know, Japan and you know, not just Japan, but, you know, there's also the problems we had back in the Asian financial crisis with Korea and those other places. They have a lot of too big to fail over there too. And they keep companies on life support when they should probably go under. And when you do that, again, you have an economy that is not going to function properly. And you're going to have disconnects, you're going to have zombies, and that affects growth.
Well, indeed. Something else, too, evidently, is basically, this is what I understand that it is, and that is evidently you have some Trump folks or Trump supporters talking about the idea that if Donald Trump gets back into office, that he should exert a greater amount of influence over the Fed, for example. Now, again, the Fed typically is looked at as being independent, especially in an election year. If they were to cut the rates and you couldn't really make a great case for that, they could be accused of juicing the economy. But what do you think about this idea? How much influence is there or should there be between the administration and the Fed?
Well, I saw the article came out on Friday, and you know, I don't know. Something didn't sit right with me in the sense that, you know, it was there wasn't a single name attributed to any of the statements made by the authors. Which again, I discount that. I put a heavy discount on that. No, you know, you have the president involved, and some of the things in the column as well, talking about the president actually sitting on the Federal Reserve Board. Now, yeah, I think the Fed should just concentrate, quite frankly, on having a mandate to keeping inflation down, and maybe the Fed start jawboning Congress in the sense of getting their fiscal house in order. But, you know, the way it's structured right now, the only person I'd want, you know, politician or ex-politician being on the Fed would be Ron Paul.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, he's definitely, you know, a different perspective and much different voice than what most people are used to. But again, there's that fine line between the politics of it all, because there can always be this notion that, well, they're doing this because they're supporting this party over that party, and that can get pretty dicey.
Well, listen, the executive branch of government as a whole, you know, quite frankly, you know, we have these presidential elections. It's way too powerful. I'm sorry. I think we should be, you know, doing everything and anything we can. You know, that's when they talk about draining the swamp. The swamp is the executive branch of government. It's all those acronym agencies. The fact that Congress doesn't do much legislating anymore. All they do is raise money and hold hearings. You get all of these agencies acting as judge, jury, and executioner on so many different aspects of our economy. Not to mention the fact that, you know, you go all the way back to, George W. Bush and the fact that presidents can, you know, still send the military here, there, and everywhere without actually declaring a war, which is something Congress is supposed to do. So again, we're not following our Constitution by any stretch of the imagination. We look more and more fascist as we move along. That doesn't matter whether it's a Republican or Democrat. in the White House with the various diktats and executive orders and nonsense that they put through. I mean, take a look at Biden. You know, he had a Supreme Court go against him, which is another branch of government, going against his student loan thing, and now he's doing everything in his power to circumnavigate what the Supreme Court says. Now we've got to have more cases. I don't want any more power going to the executive branch of government. I want less.
Well, yeah, very well said. Because a lot of people, see, a lot of this stuff kind of shakes people's faith in the system anyway when it appears to be so much more manipulated. You know, and obviously we know about, you know, picking winners and losers and so forth, but obviously, you know, people want there to be some kind of organic nature to the economy so that it's not simply a political arm.
Well, they, you know, the economy shouldn't be run out of Washington, D.C. I mean, that's, you know, that's, again, we're talking about fascists. I mean, that's, you know, that's, fascist social can be very similar in many respects. The same thing. It's you got the government in bed with business, you know, managing things with some sort of, you know, central planning thinking, industrial policy. It doesn't work. That fails. We've talked about Japan and, you know, them not allowing businesses to go under. You look at all the issues that China has right now and you know, all real estate and all these other areas. You know, now they're talking about how they're just, you know, they went all in with electric cars and now they can't sell them, but they keep making them. I mean, why would you do that? Again, that's all because it's, you know, the government dictating all this stuff and it doesn't end well.
Well, you know, you just mentioned about the EV mandates. I think that at the very least, the Democrat Party and the Democrat administration is going to be pretty much dead set to keep those things in place. But what does it take other than, let's say, switching administrations to actually make those things really fall apart? Because the talk about, you know, failing companies, big companies, the big auto manufacturers are going to have nothing but trouble if they have to keep going towards these arbitrary mandates.
Well, yeah, but it's not just that. I mean, you're also taking a look at, you know, obviously that's a Democrat thing, but you have both Democrats and Republicans sign off on the CHIPS Act, where, you know, again, billions and billions and billions of dollars is being handed out to profitable companies so they can expand their business. I mean, that's the same thing. I said, mm-hmm. You know, Democrats, Republicans, people, you gotta, you know, again, it's like Jerry Seinfeld, you're rooting for laundry. It's a uniparty for the most part, and you gotta get your arms wrapped around that. And the fact that they like to keep the entire country, you know, angry and yelling and screaming at each other, who does that benefit? Benefits them. Doesn't benefit us. You know, I often talk about divide and conquer, and that's exactly what these people that are in power do to us.
Well, again, that is very well said. Only, and again, because you have the voters out there who are literally wondering, you know, where's the next shoe going to drop with all of this, and why can't I get ahead? And a lot of times, if it is drawing from basically one point of view, that uniparty idea that you're talking about, that can be very problematic. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. The time goes by way too fast, my friend. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news. We've got Frank Silvato waiting in the wings, on deck, ready to go. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.